Hello, and welcome to Arizona Living. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, from the Sun Sounds of Arizona Studios. Today's articles come from the Flagstaff Business News and the Verde Valley Business News. We're going to start it off with From Research to Industry, Flagstaff Fuels Arizona's Bioscience Growth. October 3rd, 2025. Flagstaff is quickly becoming a standout in Arizona's growing bioscience sector, with business leaders and educational institutions aligning their strategies with the state's long-term vision outlined in the Arizona Bioscience Roadmap. First launched in 2002, the roadmap has served as a blueprint for advancing research, innovation, workforce development, and economic impact, with the goal of positioning Arizona as a national bioscience leader. More than 20 years later, the newest update developed by SRI International, a nonprofit research institute, in collaboration with Arizona leaders and commissioned by the Finn Foundation, was unveiled in September with presentations in Flagstaff, Phoenix, and Tucson. At Flagstaff's event, it was clear the city is playing a leading role in the updated five-year plan. The region is home to high levels of activity in medical devices, healthcare delivery, precision medicine, biotechnology, and genetics and genomics. This contrasts with Southern Arizona, which leans into diagnostics, artificial intelligence, and environmental sciences, and with Phoenix, where AI, neuroscience, and data science dominate. According to the report, employment in biosciences has steadily grown in Flagstaff, keeping the city ahead of Tucson in total bioscience and non-hospital bioscience jobs. Industry anchors like W.L. Gore and Associates continue to lead globally in medical devices, joined by companies such as Simple Surgical, POBA Medical, and Axolotl Biologics. Flagstaff has played a pivotal role in our company's history, said W.L. Gore and Associates medical business leader Ace Beatty. It's where we opened our first plant in 1967, and it remains central to our medical device operations today. As the largest private employer in the community, we're proud to contribute to Flagstaff's economic vitality and to support the innovation and collaboration driving Arizona's bioscience future. TGen North, the Pathogen and Microbiome Division of the Translational Genomics Research Institute drives additional research strength. Northern Arizona Healthcare, NAH, is another anchor, blending patient care with research collaboration. As one of the largest bioscience employers in Northern Arizona, we play an important role in the roadmap, said NAH Chief Operating Officer Bo Cofield. Practically, we can utilize the overall bioscience strategy to help recruit providers and colleagues who want to contribute to research, education, and bioscience development, along with their clinical care support of our rural communities. Flagstaff's entrepreneurial ecosystem adds more fuel. Moonshot supports emerging startups, and the planned Arizona Northern Arizona Technology Park promises to become a hub for bioscience and innovation sectors. Together, these assets create a balanced ecosystem of education, research, healthcare, and industry, one that positions Flagstaff as a unique contributor to Arizona's statewide bioscience strategy. Education is central to that ecosystem as well. Northern Arizona University recently classified as an R1 research institute supplies a steady pipeline of graduates in biomedical sciences, public health, nursing, and related fields. NAU's Pathogen and Microbiome Institute has earned national recognition in infectious disease and genomics, while the Center for Community Engaged Research and collaborations with the Navajo Native American Research Center for Health highlight Flagstaff's commitment to rural and tribal health. Coconino Community College complements this by preparing the healthcare workforce and offering programs critical to the sector's growth. Christina McFarland, Executive Director of SRI's Center for Innovation, Strategy, and Policy, noted that Flagstaff stood out during the roadmap process. One theme that came through more strongly in Flagstaff than elsewhere was the emphasis on community-engaged research, she said. There's a clear aspiration for the region's bioscience activity to be tightly linked with local needs, whether in healthcare delivery, rural and tribal health, or applied research with direct community benefit. As an example, she cited the Partnership for Native American Cancer Prevention, a collaboration between NAU, the University of Arizona Cancer Center, and the Native American Research and Training Center. The program builds research experience and grows the Native American biomedical workforce to help address cancer health disparities in tribal communities. Challenges remain. Most notably, Flagstaff's high cost of living, which can make it harder to attract and retain talent compared to more urban areas. But the outlook for the updated roadmap is bright, with continued investment, cross-sector collaboration, and community engagement. Flagstaff is well positioned to expand its role as a thriving hub for innovation, research, and economic growth in Arizona's bioscience ecosystem during the next decade. This article was written by Mary Marini of the Flagstaff Business News. For more information, downloadable reports, and video, you can visit finn.org/bioroadmap. You're listening to Arizona Living, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. In cahoots with fun, vintage clothing shop dresses Flagstaff for Halloween, October 3rd, 2025. Looking to stand out in the creepy crowd for Halloween? How about a Jimi Hendrix reproduction band jacket with a wide-brimmed black hat and paisley scarf? Maybe a vintage black and red dress for a Cruella de Vil costume with attitude? Nancy Wardell, owner of In Cahoots in downtown Flagstaff, can outfit you in style. Her vintage clothing shop at 9 East Aspen Avenue has timeless finds. We've always been, as our marquee out front said, from funky to fabulous, and we will always be that way, Wardell said. In Cahoots has vintage formal wear, a tie-dye dress, formal hats, Kermit the Frog headgear, oversized baseball caps, crazy-eyed Halloween contact lenses, and fake fangs, the kind you get that you glue temporarily to your real teeth, she said. Shoppers can work in cahoots with Wardell to find any number of outfits of pre-worn clothing from the 1940s to the 1990s, along with period-appropriate accessories. Wardell considers vintage clothing to be at least 25 years old. In Cahoots has full racks of clothing to browse with assistance from Wardell and an apprentice, Kyla Dreyer, a senior at Northland Preparatory Academy, who says she is interested in learning the vintage clothing business. Wardell also has some not-for-sale items on display. That includes a white Elvis jumpsuit created by a rockabilly musician, a 1920s wedding dress, and a woman's green velvet outfit from the 1880s that would be perfect for Christmas caroling at tree lighting events. October is the busiest month for In Cahoots, but the shop sells its vintage clothing all year long to customers seeking a distinctive look. The window display at the shop is curated with an eclectic collection of boots, boas, sunglasses, reproduction concert posters, and a vampish mannequin in a stylish top and fishnet stockings. It screams for attention from window shoppers. On a recent afternoon, a young woman traveling from Albuquerque to Los Angeles stopped with her French bulldog and bought a pair of vintage slacks. Wardell has treats for visiting canines. Later, a middle-aged man tried on the Hendrix band jacket. He said it might inspire him to resume playing the keyboard. But he hit a sour chord when he decided not to buy the $129 jacket. In Cahoots has been a fixture downtown for nearly 35 years, making it one of the older shops in the historic business district. The big changes downtown through the decades include development of Heritage Square across from In Cahoots, and parking meters. Heritage Square is a great addition to downtown as a place for people to gather, Wardell says, but she opposed adding parking meters as they are unwelcoming to shoppers. Wardell said she started buying vintage clothing in Berkeley, California, before she opened her Flagstaff shop with her then husband, an importer of handmade goods from Mexico and Guatemala. They initially shared the space. Finding vintage clothing was just my jam. I loved it, Wardell said. Early on, she bought truckloads of formal wear and costumes from Arizona Costume House in Phoenix, which went out of business. It included vintage formal wear, Roman gladiator and animal costumes, and 40 bunny outfits. Wardell said she sold and rented that inventory, but has moved away from rentals since they are time-consuming and tricky to manage for her specialty store. She browses for new inventory of old clothes on occasional trips to thrift shops in Sedona and Cottonwood, and more regularly in Flagstaff. Local thrift stores include Cedar Closet, Sharon's Attic, Hodgepodge, Thrift for Goodness Sakes, Habitat Restore, Faithworks, St. Vincent de Paul, Goodwill, and Savers. With her longevity in the market, where Dell said In Cahoots gets calls from people who want to bring in vintage clothing or allow her to preview estate sales. I have some regular consigners who bring me a lot of cool stuff, Wardell said, adding that she doesn't generally do consignment sales. Meanwhile, vintage clothing is getting harder and harder to find. Thrifting per se or buying used is at its height now, said Wardell, as opposed to trendy, fast fashion clothing that doesn't last. So how long does Wardell want to stay in the vintage clothing business? I don't know, she said. I've invested myself for this many years, and I like where it's going. Who knows what it might evolve into? This article was written by Peter Corbett of the Flagstaff Business News. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you Arizona Living. From England to Arizona, Reuben Hawkins blends global experience with local Western flair. October 2nd, 2025. Some may find it surprising to find a high impact video production and marketing business like Bright Spark Media in the humble town of Camp Verde. But for owner Reuben Hawkins, it's the perfect fit. Helping 7- and 8-figure businesses grow with high-impact video production and marketing, Bright Spark Media works with clients nationwide, transforming YouTube channels into revenue machines for growth and retention. His credentials include certifications from the University of Arizona, U of A, Digital Marketing Science, Google Ads Search, and HubSpot Academy Email Marketing. We do a lot of marketing, but our main clients are retainer-based long-term partnerships. We establish trust so we can work with the same clients for a long period of time, said Hawkins, whose accent carries that distinct charm of his heritage. In addition, Hawkins is directing a Western called El Ranchero. I've been wanting to direct a movie for several years. This Western Mexican gangster movie will be a classic hero meets villain type of movie with a lot of fun action and meaningful dialogue. Using local talent and Camp Verde's Western personality, the film will be less than 12 minutes long. I live in a cowboy culture and have access to ranches and saloons and Western themes, so the script kind of wrote itself. I hope to enter it into the Sedona International Film Festival's short film category, he said. Approaching its 32nd year and named among the 25 coolest film festivals in the world and one of the 50 festivals worth the entry fee by Movie Maker magazine, the Sedona International Film Festival runs for 9 days and features more than 150 films. Our workshops and filmmaker conversation bring award-winning industry professionals to Sedona to teach, inspire, and share their knowledge with the next generation of filmmakers like Reuben, said Sedona International Film Festival director Patrick Schweiss. Hawkins says he is hoping to wrap up the movie by the end of the month. Camp Verde offers everything I need to complete my dream, the landscape, the people, and the weather. Hawkins began his career working with his brother, who owned a media company in New Zealand. I've been immersed in video production and marketing since 2008. My career started behind a camera and evolved into leading branding and content strategy for a $170 million company. I've taken that experience and poured it into BrightSpark Media. When Hawkins was offered a job in North Phoenix, he left Washington and moved his family to Arizona. We wanted to move to a rural town, so we chose Camp Verde, which was one of the closest places north that had the lifestyle balance we were looking for. Working alongside Hawkins at BrightSpark Media is production assistant Wes Castillo. It's really great working here. It's really high production work, lots of lighting and setup. We spent 2 days working 14 hours setting up equipment for a 2-minute film. Castillo's former position was an executive producer for the Leah Show in Denver, Colorado. Outside of work, Hawkins loves spending time with his family, hiking, and being outdoors and near water in the summer. To learn more about BrightSpark Media, you can visit their website at www.brightsparkmediallc.com. This article was written by V. Ronnie Tierney of the Verde Valley Business News. You're listening to Arizona Living, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. Infinite Possibilities, Tiny Packaging, October 2nd, 2025. A major decision patients must make when choosing a hearing aid is how it will fit on their ear. They can either fit it behind the ear or entirely in the ear. In recent years, behind-the-ear styles have been dominant because they are rechargeable. That is about to change. Phonak has recently introduced a fully customized in-the-ear hearing aid with a rechargeable battery. But that is only the tip of the iceberg. This new hearing aid model is called Virto Infinio. It contains the same computer chip as the previously introduced Audio Infinio. This new chip has a significantly faster processing speed with the capacity to perform 7.7 billion operations per second. What does this mean for the wearer? It means that the signal will be clearer and easier to understand. Studies have shown that patients who use Infinio-powered hearing aids perform better on speech understanding tasks while simultaneously expending less listening effort. In addition to the new chip, Infinio offers regular improvements to a lot of the most popular features. For example, the wireless signal is now 6 times more powerful, meaning fewer dropped calls and less interference. It also allows a wearer to be 2 times as far away from their phone while maintaining the streaming signal. When switching from an acoustic signal to streaming or vice versa, the switch will be instantaneous. No more missing speech while the hearing aids transition. It should be noted that as of this writing, the Sphere noise processing technology is not available in Virto hearing aids. A unique feature in the new Virto hearing aids is compatibility with sensitive compartmented information facilities, or SCIFs regulations. SCIFs are specially designed rooms meant to protect highly sensitive or classified information. Those patients who work in SCIFs can ask their audiologists to activate a special feature allowing them to continue wearing their aids in these rooms. The programming software even provides a certificate confirming compliance with SCIF regulations. As incredible as the software may be, the physical design is just as sophisticated. Phonak is not the first manufacturer to introduce a rechargeable in-the-ear hearing aid, but other aids were not either not customized, relying instead on one-size-fit-all domes, or were very bulky and heavy. For the Virto, the process starts with the audiologist taking a silicone impression of your ears. This is then just shipped to Phonak, where 3D scans are conducted, mapping hundreds of data points. So it is fully unique to that ear, ensuring maximum comfort and retention. They also make the shell as small as possible, allowing for a sleek appearance. This article was written by Jeff Lane, Doctor of Audiology. You've been listening to Arizona Living, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now, continue enjoying more interesting information from Sun Sounds of Arizona.